On our way from Springfield to Boston, a stout, black-whiskered man sat immediately in front of me in the drawing-room car, whose maneuvers were a source of constant amusement. He would get up every 5 minutes, hurry away to the narrow passage leading to the door of the car, and commence laughing in the most violent manner, continuing that healthful exercise until he observed that someone was watching him, when he would return to his seat. As we neared Boston, these demonstrations increased in frequency and violence, but the stranger kept his seat and chuckled to himself. He shifted the position of his two portmanteaus, or placed them on the seat as if he was getting ready to leave. As we were at least 25 miles from Boston, such early preparations seemed extremely ridiculous. He became so excited at last that he could not keep his secret. Someone must be made a confidant. And as I happened to be the nearest to him, he selected me. Turning around suddenly and rocking himself to and fro in his chair, he said,
"I have been away from home 3 years. Have been in Europe. My folks don't expect me for 3 months yet, but I got through and started. I telegraphed them at the last station. They've got the dispatch by this time."
As he said this, he rubbed his hands and changed the portmanteau on his left to the right, and then the one on the right to the left.